Proclamation number 8294 of 8th of October, 1962. God's proof of love and presence. All my love belongs to you, and this love causes me to address you and to prove my presence to you. For you should know that you are not abandoned when you feel lonely or find yourselves in earthly adversity. You should know that there is one who watches over you, who holds your fate in his hand, who determines your earthly path and truly walks beside you as your faithful guide, whose hand you only need to grasp in order to be able to walk safely and securely through earthly life until the end. If you have this certainty that you can entrust yourselves to me at any time, then your earthly life will truly be easy for you. You will calmly and serenely let everything approach you because you feel safe under my protection, because you know that you are protected by my love. And then it will also be natural for you to strive to fulfill my will, that you will always do what your father, your friend and brother, submits to you, and you will first fulfill the commandments of love which are the epitome of my word. For love is my and also your primal element, it is the principle of eternal order, it is the guarantee that you will live for eternity, for it is life itself, it is the strength which impels everything into life and bestows beatitude in abundance. You will therefore love me again, who shows you my great love, and your love will take effect in works of unselfish neighborly love. And where love is, there is eternally no more death, there is only happiness and bliss. When the eternal love itself reaches down to you in order to speak to you, you need never ever fear to get lost, for as soon as you hear my voice you will also be in contact with me, and my adversary will have lost his power over you, and then there can only be a return to me, a life which lasts forever. And through my address I only want you to learn to recognize me in my nature, which is love. Then you will also know that I will not let you fall, that I will use all means to win you, to release you from my adversary's control and to give you light and strength again, without which you are wretched. Therefore everything shall be done to inform people that their Creator is a God of love, who therefore gave life to people so that they attain this knowledge on this earth and enter into contact with Him. I want to give people a small light because they are completely ignorant when they enter earth as a human being, and anyone who accepts the light will truly constantly increase his glow because my love reveals itself to him. Since my fundamental nature is love, it is impossible for me to drop a being which once emerged from me and voluntarily distanced itself from me. My love will pursue it and try to break its resistance, however, not forcibly, but one day the being will no longer be able to resist my illumination of love, it will voluntarily hand itself over to me and open itself to me so that I can pour my light of love into the being when it lives on earth as a human being. People should only know that they have to acknowledge a God who is love himself. Then they cannot get lost because love awakens in them towards me, who is their constant benefactor. For this reason I also constantly need servants on earth who impart the knowledge to their fellow human beings, whom I can impart it myself beforehand and who reciprocate my love and are therefore also willing to serve me, to receive my word and pass it on, so that all people can take notice of their God and Creator, whose nature is love, wisdom and might and who also wants to bestow his love upon all people who are merely willing to accept it. For I also want to prepare an easy life for people, and this will be their share if they know that they can trust me like a father who will protect them in every adversity and danger. That I will walk beside them as a friend and brother as soon as they merely adhere to me and desire my guidance. Amen.